Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I've never been known for my brains, let's be honest, but in this case, I agree. What a dope I am.
Oh, no. What did you do?
Or am I just impatient, or was I just really hungry?
Okay.
Yeah, probably just check all the boxes
okay.
there.
Okay, all right.
I'm flying home from Nashville over the weekend, and I was going to treat myself to something that, you know, to a Nashville hot chicken sandwich.
Nashville hot chicken.
You know how much I love fried chicken, and how much I love Nashville hot chicken, and again, it's right there in the name. So I'm looking for authentic Nashville hot chicken, and I'm walking towards my gate, and I don't have a lot of time, but I got enough time to have a sandwich, have a beer, watch some football. The whole Nashville airport, by the way, if you've flown in recently, it's all brand new. It looks really beautiful. Lots of new restaurants and stores. It's really, really sharp. And they had a brand new Bridgestone Arena bar, and it was a restaurant, sports bar, and it was football Sunday, and it's really cool looking. And I looked at the menu, and they got Nashville hot chicken right there on the bar. So I mean, yeah. On the menu. So I'm thinking, perfect. I sit down, have my sandwich. It was fine.
Okay.
Fine. Not hot.
Aww.
You know? I mean, I guess the only thing that made it Nashville hot chicken was I was in Nashville eating chicken, but it wasn't really hot. Anyway, not complaining, just explaining. I walk out of Bridgestone Arena Bar restaurant, literally right next door. Is a place called Hattie B's Nashville Hot Chicken. In case you want to look that up, it's the original in Nashville, Nashville Hot Chicken. I didn't see it because I was too impatient to walk a step away from the bar.
You got distracted by football on the TV.
I wanted to get to the game because I don't like, and it was playoff weekend, and I wanted I didn't want to miss that Rams-Eagles game, and I knew I was going to be in the air for the Bills-Ravens game, so I wanted to get football while I could. And I wanted that hot chicken sandwich, and I was hungry. I didn't have much time, but I had enough time to go to Hattie B's, which, by the way, was right next door.
Oh, that's so annoying.
I was so angry with myself.
Okay.
I tell my girlfriend Sam this whole thing.
That's the worst, though.
I tell my girlfriend Sam this whole thing. She totally pulls a Tammy. She goes, oh, hon.
Oh.
Like, you poor, poor dope. And then I saw her kind of like rethinking her priorities in life.
Oh, she was not.
I think she kind of was. I would be.
Oh, that sucks.
I know. I was so bummed. I kind of want to go back just to go back for that.
You did do something right, though. You brought back gifts. Yay! So John had said, hey, I got you guys. I brought you back a gift. And I almost jokingly said, did you bring me Keith Urban? And he pulls out this hoodie sweatshirt, and no lie, on the front, it says Keith Urban.
That's a really nice sweatshirt.
I love it.
Even says his name, like, in the hoodie hood part.
Mm-hmm.
It says Keith Urban, like, inside the hood.
You're surrounded by Keith Urban. He's all over your neck.
Oh, okay. Wow.
His name is kissing your neck. How about that?
Oh, I like that.
I know you do.
Oh, my. I got a free hotel pen in case anybody cares.
It wasn't a hotel pen.
Oh, it wasn't?
No, it wasn't a hotel. It was a furniture store / restaurant. Literally a furniture store, and right in the middle it was this beautiful restaurant. It's called Restoration. We have one here in San Diego, Restoration Hardware.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's one in
I thought Restoration Hardware was like a place to get like hardware for your cabinets, like drawer pulls, like antique things.
Yeah.
That's what I always thought that was.
No, I've been to one in Beverly Hills, and it was more like a Pottery Barn than that kind of place.
Very upscale furniture, but they sold some really great cookies, and we were with a little kid that wanted some cookies. Oh. So anyway, so there's your pen and some.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I love a pen.
And thank you for Keith Urban kissing my neck.
John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON. Bailey Zimmerman had a bit too much fun, admittedly, from himself at last week's Crash My Playa Festival, the annual drunk fest that Luke Bryan puts on every year. Let me repeat that. The annual drunk fest that Luke Bryan puts on every year.
It is, but when you're a performer, you have to pace yourself and know what you're doing.
I got a text from a buddy of mine who was there live watching this all happen when Bailey Zimmerman performed hammered on stage and just said, uh-oh.
Pretty
producer Jessica summed it up best by saying it sounded like drunk karaoke. Or the guy at your cousin's wedding that thinks he's the better singer than the band.
And grabs the mic and just goes to town. Yeah, it was pretty awful.
So according to the text from my buddy, it went on. It got worse. He started berating his band. He jumped into the pool. Security was like, dude, please. And they're trying to corral him in.
I know. I saw one part, too, where he started kind of crying. And he was talking about his mom helping him get his start and how he promised her that he was going to pay her back. Yeah. And it was a drunken mess.
Okay. So that said, Bailey Zimmerman is 24 years old. Bailey Zimmerman was in Mexico. It's a big drinking party. Anyone that's been, even to the river parties at Sequan, knows what happens when you get live music, swim-up bars, fun, sun. Some people tend to imbibe too much. Some people make an example of themselves, unfortunately. He's 24. Mm-hmm. I mean, picture yourself at that age, and then picture yourself followed by every phone in the world and having a lot of money in your account. And how would you be at that age? Yeah. I'd like to think I'd be responsible, but I wouldn't have been.
No, who could have been?
There were a lot of people saying, hey, I didn't pay for this, walking out very upset. And a lot of people saying, he's 24. He was partying. And I see both sides.
Sure.
Bailey Zimmerman addressed it head on with an Instagram post yesterday.
I was always raised up to hit my problems head on and never to lie and always be truthful and honest, even when you're embarrassed. So I'd like to talk about something that's been eating me alive. Last weekend, down in Cancun, Mexico, I'm sure everybody's seen the videos of me playing absolutely awful and singing absolutely awful. I feel like you guys deserve an explanation from me because you've had my back through the highs and lows and through every mistake. So what happened was I decided to drink that day, which was a mistake, and I got up on stage and I was too drunk to play. And I sang awful. I played awful. Nobody got the show that they wanted or paid for. I'm disappointed in myself. If you've been to my shows, you know how much I've talked about God since day one. It was an awful representation of that. And to anybody, like I said, that's embarrassed of me, I'm there. I'm embarrassed as well. And I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure that this never happens ever again. I want to show you guys the person that I truly am. I'm just asking for a little bit of grace. Growing up is interesting and it's not an excuse, but thank you to everybody that's got my back. Thank you for staying. Thank you for showing me love and grace. Yeah, I just wanted to say I'm sorry. I freaking love you guys more than anything in the world, and I don't want to lose you. So forgive me, and I love you. Thank you for listening.
Tammy, I want your point of view from two different points of view. I want your point of view as Tammy from John and Tammy San Diego's morning show.
Okay. Well, I mean, he faced his problem head on. He made a statement. It wasn't written out. It wasn't anything prepared by a publicist. It was just him talking to the camera. And I appreciate that. I love his honesty.
Now, Tammy's point of view as a mom.
As a mom.
Who clearly is fond of Bailey Zimmerman.
Well, I feel bad because I think of myself at 24 years old, like you were saying earlier, and imagine everything we did was recorded on a phone somewhere. I am so glad I am not that age growing up right now with everybody waiting for you to fail. Now, this one he brought on himself. He did it, but he made a mistake. And he owns it, and he's moving forward. And honey, next time
here we go. Here's what
you have
for.
Any kind of idea on what you should do, call mom first. Let's have a little chat about it before you do something like that.
Also, Bailey's people, if you're listening on the free Odyssey app, which I hope you are, it is free after all. I mean, I know he's a 24-year-old man, but you have a job to take care of your client. And if your client, his fault or not,
they knew,
is too imbibed to go on stage, then do your job and manage him.
Yeah.
Sorry. I mean, is it a glorified babysitter? Yes, but that's your job.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 833-287-1037. Let's get you on right now to take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge and get you and your family to SeaWorld. Maybe even have $100 extra if you're able to beat Tammy. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 1037 KSON. We haven't done this for a while.
It's time to play
What's That Sound?
And what was happening while the sound was made?
Yes, all right. This time it involves my husband, Kurt. John and producer Jessica, what's that sound and what was happening when it happened?
Oh, right down to the buttocks. Oh, easy now.
Well, I have an idea what that sound might be and what's happening as the sound's being made.
Okay. No, John, stop. It's not going to put that on the radio.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
Okay, I hate to ask this, but can we hear it one more time?
Oh, please. Let's hear it again.
Oh, right down to the buttocks. Oh, whoa, easy now.
Okay, Jess.
I listen to that all day.
I mean, were you scratching his back or something? Because I know sometimes, you know, when you get that real bad, like, itch on your back and you finally get it scratched.
Oh, yeah.
I know what that feels like.
You can't get it, and that perfect spot is hit. You're like, oh, yeah. That's a good guess, actually.
You don't want to make a real guess, John.
I'm the only person that thought that when they heard that. Oh, that's right. I wash my ears out with soap. I apologize.
Okay. No, here's what it is. Our daughter bought us an amazing massage chair. And so Kurt was sitting in the massage chair as it was working. And let me tell you, this thing works it big time. And
obviously.
Right down to the buttocks. Oh, whoa, easy now.
So Jessica was pretty close, actually.
Well, kind of, yeah. I mean, it is like kind of getting a scratch that you've been waiting for forever. I mean, it even massages your hips and your buttocks.
Right. Well, that's an incredible present, and I'll be over promptly.
Okay.
Are you guys renting it out at all?
No. But here's the thing. Kurt sat down to do this before he used the chair.
What are you doing, Kurt?
Reading the warning instructions for that bitchin' chair back there.
So you read through all the instructions before you use it.
Yeah, well, I'll knock my teeth out or something.
I think that's great. Do you know how many people don't bother doing that?
Yeah, this guy.
I was just going to ask, do either of you, when you go to get, do you read through the whole instruction booklet before you utilize it?
Well, for a massage chair, you plug in, you sit, you press a button, boom. What do you really need to know?
There's like 10 different buttons you can push on this.
You figure it out as you go. Although I did learn the hard way that I probably should have read the instructions on my vacuum sealer for plastic bags before I used them.
That sounds like something you should read the instructions beforehand.
I clearly just said I should have.
Although I do have to say, we recently got a new washer and dryer, and Kurt handed me the instruction manuals, and I just looked at them and I said, yeah, no.
No.
I do not even.
Congratulations to the very relaxed husband of Tammy, Kurt, who just really...
Really
has a thing with that massage chair.
I love it too.
right down to the buttocks. Oh, whoa, easy now.
John and Tammy at San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Heading out to Liz in Lakeside. Good morning, Liz.
Hey, good morning, John.
Would you please do me a favor, Liz, and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, dear, do you mind?
No, I do not mind. Good luck, honey.
Liz, I've got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy, you're going to get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street in Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. Need to remind you, Liz, that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
All right. Tyra Banks has revealed that her home was destroyed in the L.A. fires. Tyra was the host of this dancing show for 3 seasons. What is it?
Was it Top Model or?
The director of the new Mission Impossible says the movie contains, quote, the most difficult thing they've ever filmed for the franchise. Who is the star of the franchise?
I don't know.
There are rumors that Netflix paid Cameron Diaz $45 million to come out of retirement for a movie. Cameron got her start playing Jim Carrey's love interest in this 1994 movie.
Somebody stop me!
What is that movie?
I don't know.
Spice Girl Emma Bunton turned 49 yesterday. Is she sporty or baby Spice?
Emma was baby.
And finally, Harrison Ford's character in Air Force One tops a list of the most bad movie presidents. He's followed by Bill Pullman in Independence Day and the actor that played the president in the movie White House Down. Who is that actor?
Was that Harrison Ford?
Let's get Tam back in. Liz,
well,
I think we had a disconnect this morning, you and I.
I think I did, too.
Either that or I was cutting out on you. You didn't hear me. We'll find out what happened as Tammy Liz did 1 out of 5
okay.
today.
All right.
Timmy, Tyra Banks revealed that her home was destroyed in the L.A. fires. Tyra Banks was the host of this dancing show for 3 seasons. What was it?
Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, she was kind of cringe as that host.
Yeah, she was. It just, it wasn't a good fit.
Liz must not have heard me say dancing because she went with a model thing.
I didn't.
Okay, so it's 1-0, Tam. Tim, the director of the new Mission Impossible, says the movie contains the most difficult thing that they've ever filmed for the franchise.
Wow.
And this is a lot based on the stunts on that show. So who is the star of the franchise?
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise.
Didn't get that at all.
Sorry about that. 2-0, Tammy. Tammy, there are rumors that Netflix paid Cameron Diaz $45 million to come out of retirement for a movie. Cameron got her start playing Jim Carrey's love interest in this 1994 movie.
Somebody stop me.
The Mask.
The Mask. Liz didn't know. 3-0, Tammy. Tammy, Spice Girl Emma Bunton turned 49 yesterday. Is she sporty or baby Spice?
She's baby.
Baby Spice. Liz got that one. 4-1, Tam. And finally, Tammy, Harrison Ford's character in Air Force One tops the list of the most bad movie presidents. He's followed by Bill Pullman in Independence Day and the actor that played the president in White House Down. Who is that actor?
Oh. I'm trying to remember White House Down. Michael Douglas? I don't remember which one that is.
Jamie Foxx. Liz went with Harrison Ford. So, again, a miscommunication there. Whatever. Yeah. Today we finished with a score of Tammy 4, Liz 1. Liz, you're not going to get any money today, but we do have a great prize for you.
You have a 4-pack of tickets to celebrate Mardi Gras and the Lunar New Year at SeaWorld San Diego.
Great. Thank you. That's great. Yay.
Liz, have a wonderful day today. Before you leave, unfortunately, I do need to say, have you say this.
Hi, I'm Liz from Lakeside, and I flunked out of Amity College of Hollywood Knowledge.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
While you were in labor having your child, what did your significant other do? Was it something good? Was it way wrong? 833-287-1037. I love playing this piece of audio that we did years ago, and we share it every year on Mother's Day, of when we had a doctor come in and put some equipment on John's tummy to simulate what it felt like being in labor.
Oh yeah, that was a fun day.
Mm-hmm. John, put both your legs up.
This
so
is gonna be the
bend both your knees.
Tell me when.
All right, this
safe
is the
word, you guys.
Breathe.
You son of a. Okay. Epidural.
Even listening back to it now makes me uncomfortable,
sure.
And I get a little bit irritated at just how happy you both look
well,
listening back to me.
Of course, it makes us feel happy because you can feel something, sort of, like what we went through. Producer Jessica had brought this up to me because just 10 days ago, Brittany Mahomes, quarterback from the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes' wife, gave birth to their third child. And during labor, Patrick was watching football.
It really... It bothered me because I was like, shouldn't you be concentrating on something else? Like, oh, I don't know, the woman in pain on that bed.
Okay, now wait. But, I'm sure he was getting her ice chips. I'm sure he was rubbing her belly or her feet or anything that she wanted rubbed. I'm sure he was at her beck and call. But at the same time, there's downtime.
Yeah.
What are you supposed to do?
Well, and that's what I started thinking, too. I'm like, well, what is the guy supposed to do? I know my husband just slept, which was super fun.
Wait a second. Your husband slept while you were... Man, do I have respect or am I wondering how did you even marry this guy?
Okay, so my question to you, John, during that little time period where we were making you feel like you were in labor, if we were just like having a party and totally ignoring you.
You were having a party. You were cheering him on.
No,
I'm the bad example.
I was
example.
Coaching you, don't you remember? It's a weird spot for the dad to be in. However, this was the third child, so Patrick's been through it before, so I understand. And he said, Brittany gave me permission to watch some football. And maybe she wanted him to.
And
because sometimes you want somebody away from you.
Right.
Pat's team was on a bye. He was also, doing his job, making sure he was also scouting the team he was about to play.
Right.
What was your go-to as a father, or moms, if you want to share what your husband did, what happened during that procedure for you? Did you feel lost? Was there something that made things better? Was there something you did that made things worse? I remember when I was having my daughter Morgan, my husband Kurt was pat me on the back, pat, and I finally looked at him, I said, stop doing that, because it just felt like little, oh, that's cute.
Stop
that's
comforting cute. Me, you monster.
Yeah. It was hitting me wrong.
You did this to me.
I never said that.
833-287-1037. Dudes, what did you do when your wife was in labor, besides anything she wanted, which should probably be the answer?
Yes.
And ladies, let us know what your guy did while you were in labor. I'm sure it's two very different points of view.
Mm-hmm. It's all going to be all over the place, but we want to hear your stories.
833-287-1037. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 1037 KSON. I vividly remember my wife going into labor with our first child, Abby. I had to do whatever she wanted. Ice chips were a must, and she made me listen to her favorite artist at the time, Enya.
Oh. Very pretty, but, you know.
Okay. Oh. Did I mention that my wife was in labor? Oh, this is very, very triggering. My wife was in labor for over 24 hours, and then we had a C-section. 24 hours,
man.
Of that.
Oh, boy.
833-287-1037. Did you watch football like Pat Mahomes did during his wife's pregnancy last week? What did you do when your wife was in labor? Ladies, what did your husbands do while you were doing all the work? Good morning, Bianca and Santee.
He slept, and I had my father-in-law and my grandfather-in-law next to me in bed watching the contraction machine and telling me when they were coming.
What did husbands say when you said, hey, I'm kind of in labor here, why are you sleeping?
Well, he was tired, so he didn't really care. I woke him up right before they decided I needed a C-section.
Oh, wow.
Very.
But you
very...
were surrounded by men, which is kind of cool. No?
Yeah.
No?
Wow.
Not those ones.
Gotcha. Justin in Sabre Springs, what were you doing during labor?
Actually, for both my kids, I was on deployment.
Oh, that sucks.
Thank you for your service, pal.
Hey, no problem. Yeah, luckily we had a really good friend that is a nurse that was able to go and help my wife.
Oh, that's so nice. But I bet you wish you could have been there.
Yeah, the first one, I didn't get to see my daughter until after deployment was over with. The second one, she went into the NICU for like a week, and they flew me home so that way I can make sure everything was good.
Oh, that's...
Thanks, Justin. Right. Take care, Justin. Pal. Jasmine in Alpine, what did your husband do while you were in labor, doing all the work?
Well, when I was in labor, he was very supportive. He was at my beck and call. He would get me drinks and ice chips and all that. The funny thing is that I had really long labors. I have three kids, and I'm pregnant with our fourth.
Oh, congratulations.
So we were in labor for a very long time. What we did do was watch a lot of movies. We actually ended up giving birth to the same movie for each of our kids.
Okay, what movie?
We ended up giving birth to Captain America, Winter Soldier.
Oops.
And I always went into labor.
I love
at
it.
The same part when they were running to fight in the snow. In the very beginning.
You went into labor each time in the same scene of the same movie?
Yep.
That's incredible.
That's are your kids named after Avengers?
No, they're not. They're not. But, that was just kind of a weird coincidence.
That's great.
Thank you, Captain America.
Hulk, Hawkeye, Black Widow. Time for dinner.
Thanks, Jasmine.
What a great story.
All right, Mandy in Lakeside, what was going on when you were in labor? What did he do?
He was eating and sleeping.
Oh, guys, we have to do better. Everybody who slept during their wife's labor, I'm chasing you down. I'm making you listen to this. What I had to listen to during my first... first daughter, Abby's delivery.
Oh. That's their punishment, right?
Oh, I forgot to mention, my then wife also asked me to remove her mother from the birthing room.
That must have
that
been
that went super well. Mm. I'd rather listen to Enya on a loop. John and Tammy on San Diego's country station, 103.7 KSON. Producer Jessica can use some help from America's favorite philosopher and folk hero, Forrest Gump.
Now, you wouldn't believe it if I told you.
But I could run like the wind blows. From that day on, if I was going somewhere, I was running.
Producer Jessica, your brows are furrowed. Your hair looks a little grayer than it did last week. You're obviously under a lot. Well, I didn't want to mention
it. Kick a girl while she's down.
Didn't want to mention it on the air, but you know.
You want to tell her your clothes look dumpy?
Clearly exaggerating.
You're stressed about this marathon that you're running.
This half marathon. Let's get it clear. I'm not doing a full. Okay. I'm not that crazy.
Okay.
11.1 right. miles, Tammy.
Okay.
13.1, but close.
What she just said.
We're getting there.
See, I'd be like, where is everybody?
Yeah. I thought the finish line was here. So a week from Sunday, I am running a half marathon. It's the Disneyland half marathon. And I'm terrified. I haven't done this in almost 10 years.
Didn't you just do one like last month?
That was a 10K in September.
Which is how many miles?
That's only 6 miles.
Okay.
6.1.
That was September? Oh, wow. My God.
I know. It's a lot of training and a lot of hard work. I with the holidays and everything, I really didn't do as much training as I should have. I haven't done super long distances like I should be. And I'm terrified that I'm not going to be able to finish it in time. And so, I'll get swept again.
You said you'd get swept again. What does that mean?
So with the not all half marathons are like this, but with this Disneyland one, you have to keep a 16-minute per mile pace from when the last person starts the race.
Okay.
And otherwise, they'll sweep you. They'll take you off of the track and you won't cross the finish line.
Wow.
Yeah. It happened to me before. My last half marathon, it happened. I didn't train then and I thought I was better than, and, you know, I was younger at the time and I thought I was all that and could do it. And yeah, I couldn't. I wasn't able to finish it. So unfortunately.
Wait, when they sweep you, do they like come up and do they, are they like.
I can picture it now. Honey. They pull up in a van. Get in.
Yeah, you get in a big bus. In. Everybody's crying. It's real depressing.
Oh my God. Yeah,
everyone who finishes the marathon, they're over by Cinderella's castle. Yeah. Mickey's giving them a personal meet and greet. Meanwhile, you get white van. Get in.
Let's go.
It's real. It's such a bummer. It's so sad. The thing that's holding me accountable is that I'm doing it for St. Jude. So part of this race is also that I need to raise a certain amount of money in order to do it. I'm failing at that right now, too.
Where can people donate?
I'll put it on all of our social media accounts, but you can also just go to @producerJessica. It's right in the link in my bio on Instagram.
If people can just say pop in and give you a little donation, yeah, like that'll help you, right?
I need to raise $2,000. So far, I'm at $475.
Well, you're a big one.
When is the half marathon?
A week from Sunday.
What are you more worried about? Not reaching your goal of finances or not reaching your goal of the half marathon? Or if I just added yet another?
Yeah.
How about I just shut my mouth?
Yeah, maybe you should.
Okay. John's not very good at talking people down, it appears. Listen, why bother? Come on, get in the van. Try next year or not. Really?
Oh, my God.
833-287-1037. Let's get you on right now to take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge and get you to SeaWorld. Celebrate the Lunar New Year and Mardi Gras at SeaWorld with your family. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's Country Station, 1037 KSOM.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's go to Josh in Lemon Grove. Hey, Josh.
How's it going?
It's going real well. Appreciate you asking, pal. Would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Hi, Tammy. Would you mind giving us a minute?
You bet. Good luck.
Josh, I've got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam. We're going to get you $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors, garagedooranggatestore.com. We'll remind you also, Josh, that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Sounds good.
Josh, this week in 1987, Aretha Franklin was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. True or false? She was the first woman to be inducted.
False.
Someone just bought the unfinished draft lyrics to Bob Dylan's Mr. Tambourine Man for a cool $508,000. Who plays Bob Dylan in the current biopic, A Complete Unknown?
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
The NFL has asked Kendrick Lamar not to play his biggest hit at the Super Bowl halftime show. Who played last year's halftime show? Rihanna, Usher, or J-Lo?
Rihanna.
Luke Grimes had a birthday yesterday. He's one of the Dutton brothers on Yellowstone. Which one?
The lawyer one?
you want to toss a name out?
No. I haven't watched that in like a year. I don't know.
Finally, TikTok was banned and then unbanned in 12 hours over the weekend. What is the name of the parent company of TikTok?
I feel like I don't know this anyways. Twitter.
All right. Hang on, bro. Let's get Tam back in. Josh, where are you off to today?
I'm off to work right now. I work for a defense contractor.
Okay. All right. We're just going to keep it at that, Tammy. Josh, you know, it's maybe it's just me today. Am I confrontational? Am I being difficult?
I don't know. We'll find out.
I think I was just nervous.
That's okay, pal.
It is nerve-wracking, honey.
Ooh. Are you saying I'm intimidating?
Well, I meant just being put on the spot with the questions.
Like, no, good God, no.
No.
I've seen the pictures, pal. Don't worry about it.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, Josh didn't do any. Did zero for Fox today. Okay. Sorry about that. Timmy, this week in 1987, Aretha Franklin was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. True or false? She was the first woman to be inducted.
I'm going to go with true.
It is true. Now, before you say, like I did yesterday, oh, my God. How did it take that long for a woman to be inducted? Well, it was the second inaugural class of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
The Beatles themselves weren't even inducted into the third year, nor was Bob Dylan. Anyway, it's 1-0, Tammy. Tammy, speaking of Bob Dylan, someone just bought the unfinished draft lyrics to his Mr. Tambourine Man for a cool $508,000. Who plays Bob Dylan in the current biopic, A Complete Unknown?
Timothy Chalamet.
Is right. Josh couldn't remember. 2-0. The NFL has asked Kendrick Lamar not to play his biggest hit at the Super Bowl halftime show. It's the Drake shout-out song.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of bad words in that
one. The big diss one, and it's also the biggest hit of his career. Who played last year's halftime show, Rihanna, Usher, or J-Lo?
Usher.
Yes. Good call. Rihanna was Josh's guest. 3-0. Tam, Luke Grimes had a birthday yesterday. He's one of the Dutton brothers on Yellowstone. Which one?
He is, let's see, it's Jamie. And it's, come on, Tammy.
The man was in our studio at Stagecoach.
I know, John. Stop.
Charming. Charming as a warm summer day.
What? That stupid Jamie won't get out of my head. And oh, my God.
3 seconds. Maybe 3 seconds. Casey. Josh was on your track, actually. He did not go with Jamie, but he did go with that lawyer one. So it's...
which is Jamie, by the way.
That is Jamie. 3-0.
Stupid Jamie just had to take over that space.
Okay. You do not like Jamie. Well, he got what he deserved. Oops. Spoiler alert. Tammy, finally, TikTok was banned and then unbanned in 12 hours over the weekend. What's the name of the parent company of TikTok?
ByteDance.
ByteDance is right. Josh, like, I don't know. Today, 4-0, Tam. Josh, don't worry about it. Plenty of people have been in your shoes, and they're all happy with the prize they get.
Josh, you have a 4-pack of tickets to celebrate Mardi Gras and the Lunar New Year at SeaWorld San Diego.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Josh, enjoy that. Have a wonderful day, pal. Before you leave, unfortunately, I do have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Josh from Lunar Grove. I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Big turmoil in my family this week, Tammy. This weekend, specifically, Sunday AFC Championship game.
This will be an interesting round of ball talk with John's mom, Bonnie.
The playoff edition.
Hello.
Hello, mother.
Hi.
Listen, mom, she got her game face on today. She's all ready. Like the playoff edition of
Ball Talk
with John's mom, Bonnie.
Mom, I know we usually only convene during fantasy football season, but this had to be done because most of the nation, I have to imagine, will be rooting for the Buffalo Bills to knock the Kansas City Chiefs finally out of a Super Bowl. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I would.
Mom lives in Western New York, very near Buffalo, and my sister Wendy works for CBS Television in Rochester, New York, the affiliate of the Buffalo Bills. So clearly, we are Buffalo Bills family on that side of the globe. However, Mom, your oldest,
Judge Gina
in Minneapolis, who I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, became a Kansas City Chiefs fan and a rabid one at that by drafting Patrick Mahomes years ago in the first season of our family fantasy league.
Yes, yes, yes. Her best friend happens to have a daughter that lives there, which makes it very convenient to get tickets for the Kansas City game.
Gina, also very insightful, fell in love with Travis Kelce way before that certain singer did. So she's not a jumping on the bandwagon kind of girl.
Uh-huh.
But the problem is this. Nope. Gina is a maniac when it comes to the Chiefs. She even had my mom doing shots Thanksgiving weekend watching the Chiefs and getting mom kind of sauce in the middle of the day.
Bonnie,
this is my church lady mom.
What kind of shots were you doing, Bonnie? I'm curious.
You tell me what it is. It's some sort of peanut butter liqueur.
Oh, yeah. Screwball whiskey. Peanut butter whiskey. That's really good.
Yeah, originated here in San Diego in OB, man.
Uh-huh.
Shout out OB Noodle House. Try the wings. Anyway, mom.
Yes.
What are you going to do? You got us rooting for the Bills. You got Gina going crazy for the Chiefs. This is a big problem in our family this week. This could cause one of those rifts that, you know, you don't talk for a couple of years.
Oh, my God.
You know, just saying.
Especially because I live here. If they lose, oh, my God, it'll be awful. It'll be awful.
With the exception of rabid Chiefs fans, I have to imagine we are all rooting for the Bills this weekend, right?
I don't know. I've always liked the Chiefs because I like Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, but
so.
Did we have to see Patrick Mahomes again? Wouldn't it be nice to see Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills? I mean, good God, they've lost four Super Bowls. And Mom's right. If, in turn, the Bills do go to the Super Bowl and win it, that city, it's like nothing you've ever... Well, like, it would be like Green Bay in the Midwest.
Sure. It's been forever. I did look up to see when Buffalo actually ever played in the Super Bowl, and they lost four consecutive years. So they're due for that, and Kansas City has won a bunch. So I guess in that perspective, I see it. But I'm still a fan of Patrick Mahomes, so I'm kind of on Gina's side here.
Yeah. Hey, Mom, how bad is the cold and the snow in New York right now? Has the cold snapped yet?
Oh, no, not yet. In fact, the kids don't have school today. My poor dog, I had to drag her outside. I know it's terrible.
Mom's dog is about the size of a high-top sneaker,
yes. So
you should be aware of that. I was trying to think if Roger the puppy, how he would do living out in the Midwest.
Like, oh, no, he wouldn't like it at all.
He'd look at me like, what are you talking about? Mm-hmm. I was born in Tijuana, you dolt. Well, Mom, you know, you're the matriarch. You're the matriarch of our family fantasy league. You're the matriarch of our family, our actual family. You got a very slippery slope to ski this week. I hope you're ready for the pressure.
Yep.
I'm Team Bills. Sorry, Gina. I love you. But I've got my other sister, Wendy, who's supporting me even more now because she's also Team Bills. Mom's Team Bills.
Go Bills!
Okay.
Ball Talk.
With John's mom, Bonnie.
And rest assured, Mom, I will be sending that clip to Gina so she can hear that.
This is going to be awful. Oh, my God.
No more peanut butter shots for you in the middle of the day.
I know.
I love you, Mom. Talk to you later.
Love you, too. Yeah, bye-bye, honey.
John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON. So Roger the puppy, every once in a while, I'm not going to say he misbehaves, but he just acts bratty.
Mm-hmm.
So I call him Roger the when that happens.
Oh, wow. I'm glad we have the beep button.
Yesterday.
But does he like that?
Roger's been trained, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Roger knows how to walk properly when we take our walks through the village.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, and it's been kind of habitual, and it's selective. Roger decides he's done and just plops his furry little Roger butt on the sidewalk, and I have to either drag him looking like a horrible dog owner or pick him up, which I refuse to do because he has four operating legs and he's three.
Uh-huh.
First, I thought, oh, it must be too warm. But that's not the case lately.
Yeah, sure.
He just decides that he's done.
So Roger's probably like our Sophia. You can't give an inch because Sophia will take 10 miles and she'll continue to take those 10 miles for a couple of weeks until she finally remembers, oh, that's right, I'm not supposed to do that. We can't ever bend the rules one time with her. If we do, then she's like, wide open door.
It's really ticking me off because with my daughter, Abby, who I split custody of Roger the puppy with, never a problem. My girlfriend, Sam, who Roger decides likes her better than me now, no problem at all.
He's a guy. Of course he's going to like the ladies, John.
I got him good. Give him props for that. You're right. The guy, Roger. Had a kid. My little guy. My little guy. But like yesterday, I'm walking and it never fails. We go up right down Carlsbad Village Drive. We turn towards the water and boom, right in front of the shave ice place. Mm-hmm. And don't get me wrong. I like a good shave ice like anybody else, but he's not doing it for the shave ice. He's doing it. I don't know why. I got to start yanking him a bit. And then I look at that jerk that's dragging his dog on a sidewalk.
Well, it's probably like a game for him now with you because he continues to do it. So yeah. It's like a thing with him now.
And then I go, well, okay, I guess we're heading back. And he said, woohoo! He loves his walks. So I don't get it. I don't understand what's happening here.
He's trained you, honey. You got to flip the script.
How about you come over, Dog Whisperer, and you can help me out with this since you're the know-all.
Oh, I'm not a know-it-all.
I didn't say know-it-all. I said since you're the know-all.
I am not a know-all either. It's just what I've learned from my trainer. Once they've trained you have to stay consistent. And it's hard. It's hard for Roger because he goes to two different places. And so it's going to be different at your house than it is at Abby's. And then he's got his sister coming in and changing everything up for him. And now Sam coming in and changing everything up for him.
So if you're in the Carlsbad Village area, like say today, in a few hours from now, and you see me with this beautiful boy dragging his butt across the sidewalk, just know I'm not a monster. I'm just trying to, as Tammy said, retrain myself.
Yeah, well, a lot of people are that way. You're not the only one, trust me.
John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON.